League of Ireland Football.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Stephen, I suspect this might be one of our shorter post-match interviews. Fairly uneventful.
Yeah, there wasn't much to happen in the game, to be honest. It felt like a game that was done. It felt like a tie that was done, and really unusual for a European game. I don't think we've had many of them, so unusual. But like you said, there was not much to happen tonight.
Disappointed that there wasn't a bit more? I know you spoke about, you know, wanting to keep on a winning run and coefficients, and I guess, you know, putting out a message across Europe about the level that you're at, that you couldn't quite reach it tonight.
Yeah, disappointed, but again, you've got to be fair to the players and understand that they are only human, and when you go into any game knowing you're four up, it does have an effect. And sometimes you just come off your levels, and if you give me any night that we came off our levels, it would be tonight when the tie is done. We know we can't afford to be like that on Sunday or next week, but like I said, the players were excellent last week and got the job done.
Yeah, a peculiar night in that maybe the most interesting thing was going to be what came next, and now you know it's going to be Derry on Sunday and a trip to Kosovo then next Thursday night. How do you feel about having these Sunday games in between the European fixtures?
Yeah, look, I really like playing regular games. I think this team is at its best when it plays regular games. We're at our sharpest. And we're well used to it now. We're well used to playing towards this Sunday, travelling. That's part and parcel of being in a successful team, and that's what we have been. So, like I said, last year, we gained a lot of experience and understanding how to deal with that, and we look forward to it.
Yeah, because you did spark a bit of debate over the last 24 hours around extending the season, and like it's been such a strange couple of months, particularly since the June international break. It feels like it's so stop-start. So is your sense this time of the year you want to be playing league games in between the European games? You're comfortable with that all the time?
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I just feel that the season is front-loaded and has been for quite some time, and there's no reason for that other than we have a short calendar year. We need to extend it. There's nobody that can tell me why we need, 10 weeks off, 12 weeks off? We don't need that. We're talking about taking the league forward and making it better on and off the pitch, and we have, all of us has played a part in that. But we need to keep getting better, having 10, 11, 12 weeks off. I don't understand it. Weather's not, we're not Scandinavia, we're okay. Extend the season, and I think the fans, we've played so many derbies, Dublin derbies on Monday nights. Affects everything, affects the crowd, affects the build up to the game, because it's obviously after the weekend, and we got to think of that, and I think it's an easy problem to solve. It's not rocket science. People have been saying this for a long time. We're in a position to do it, you know, so I don't see why we don't do it.
The argument would be obviously that you're definitely in the position to do it when you look at the depth of your squad at the moment. And often when we look at Rovers, it's not maybe the 11 on the pitch or those on the bench, it's the guys who are sitting behind and the quality of the players that are there. This squad at the moment, is it the strongest squad you've had? Is there an argument it's maybe a strong squad as you've ever seen in the League of Ireland?
I don't know. Regarding the league, that's not my my argument or my discussion to have. Regarding here, it's definitely up there with the strongest we've had. But I think sometimes people think we just walked into this team or walked into being able to sign players. We've had to work extremely hard throughout the years of selling players and being successful. And we've been very good on both fronts, and that allows you to reinvest. And thankfully the club back our decisions and want to help us get better in every way. But I think that should be a positive. I think everyone should look at that as a place where they want to go, and everyone should want the best for their team and their club. So I think, like I said, we're trying to take the league forward on and off the pitch. Having strong teams and strong squads is part of it. Liverpool going to win the league last year. They've gone and spent over 100 and something million, and it looks like they're not finished. You have to keep wanting to be better. It's a different scale, but we're no different. We want to be better. And I think with that, you raise standards and people have to go with you. You take everything with you. And as a result, the league as a whole goes up a level or two. And I think that's what we all want.
Any great challenge in terms of keeping all of the squad here over the course of the summer? Because there's clearly a lot of very talented young players within that group.
But that's never a worry for us. Part of our business model is selling players. We've done that for the last 10 years. And and we understand where we are on the food chain. And we've done well in the market up to this point, and that will continue to be the case. If people come in for one of our players with the right money, and we all think it makes sense, well then that's what we do, and we keep replacing them, and you keep developing the next one, and that's what we've done for, like I said, for the best part of 10 years, and that won't stop. We've no fear of losing players here. It's not built on individuals. It's built on the team.
And on the next round then, the challenge you're going to face, going to Kosovo next week and back here. So they played Larne, I think, in each of the last two seasons. Were knocked out by Larne last year, but comfortable winners. Where are this Balkany team right now, do you think, from what you've seen? And have you been able to see much of them?
Yeah, we watched the first leg and they were very good. They won 4-2. It could have been a lot more, to be honest. They've got some really attacking wide players, really clever, quick. Centre forward's a real handful. And then they've got technical players, which you would expect for a team coming from that region. So it'd be a tough toy. It'd be a pretty even toy, I've no doubt. They will fancy the chances, but so do we. And I keep saying we want to try and go far in Europe again. And step one is done. Now we have them next week and the week after. And the aim is to try and progress.
In a weird way, you'd like many nights like tonight in Europe where it's all done and dusted.
Yeah, you would, obviously, to... You know you're true, but in another sense you wouldn't, because it's you want to go and reach your levels and hit your levels and win the games. But look, I get what you're saying, and it was nice knowing that we were 4-up and the tie was effectively done.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Cheers.
League of Ireland Football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 0.0. Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.